Audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network at 92.3 The Fan, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. To the kindergartners I made the guarantee to, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. But I mean this with every syllable I say it. I'm very sorry I guarantee to you. I'm very sorry I relented to your teacher and guaranteed you. I'm very sorry I built up your hopes and you were sad yesterday. I want you to learn this lesson because this is the first of very many disappointments you will have over your life. That's what life's about. So enjoy the good times while you have them. Enjoy this freewheeling lifestyle while it's there. Because when you get older, it just gets harder, and people use your words against you, and it's going to be tougher. And even your favorite sports teams won't be able to bring you joy. Good morning.
Maybe wait till next year when they go through the lunch line and they're out of pepperoni pizza.
Life is nothing but a series of disappointments, so try to enjoy the good times. That's what it is. Morning.
Kenny. What's going on? Tough one yesterday.
No kidding.
Really unfortunate.
No kidding. Really, it was unfortunate. It was
really
an unfortunate.
Sucked a lot yesterday.
Turn of events.
Do you think those kindergartners, do you think you might have ruined their future fandom of the Browns?
No.
Because they're in a very formative time.
No, this is their baptism. This is their baptism.
You don't think they go and start rooting for, like, Lamar Jackson and
no,
the Ravens?
At some point, we all get anointed in failure. And they were able to do theirs yesterday. I got the early part of it out of the way. In my generation, it was when the Browns moved. Imagine that one. That was a hell of a day that when that all broke. Their generation, at least for one group of kindergartners out west, way out west, is the day that their teacher called some guy on the radio and that guy on the radio guaranteed. Hopefully, they're all sitting around at their 20-year reunion. Remember that dead guy on the radio guaranteed us when we were in kindergarten? You guys remember all that? Yeah, it guaranteed a Browns victory. Then they lost. He lost his mind the next day. Yeah, I remember it. Okay, and then they like clink a glass and have more fun at their 20-year reunion and talk about hopefully their successful lives. You got audio over there you want to play? Oh, what, me making an ass of myself?
Guys, do you want Ken to guarantee a win for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
You Heather, to guarantee a win.
You don't.
Nobody else. You, Ken. We need to hear it right now. Five-year-old.
Let's go.
I can't turn down the key.
Let's go.
I guarantee a win. I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders.
I
guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders. You're supposed to talk me out of this stuff.
Do you blame her?
No, I kind of blame you.
Well, do you
blame myself?
Do you blame?
I'm an irresponsible adult. It's my fault, but I blame you too.
Do you feel like she put you on the spot? And had she not have called in, the guarantee never would have happened.
She had the kids talk to me on the phone in the background.
Why?
If she never calls, if we never take that call, I never guarantee it. I swear to God, I would have never guaranteed it. And then I had the kids want me to guarantee it, and then you're telling me to guarantee it. It's my own. It is my, I am my own volition here. I can't try to be Tex Watson and say somebody else tried to make me do it. No, I did it, and I got to wear the failure on it. But, yeah, if that call never happens and you never get, because you were trying to get me the whole 20 minutes beforehand.
Well, noting that they didn't truly believe that you believed. They thought that you were doing it for showmanship.
So the video's
for radio.
Did you believe that I was being fake?
Well, they didn't think you could possibly be that confident Browns team.
No, I wasn't that confident with this Browns team. So I was nervous about it because I felt better about it. And honestly, I listened to you on some of these things because I can get excited about it. And then I decided that I was going to go ahead and give the guarantee when a school room full of children, small kids, decided to ask me to do it. That's why I did it. And I wear the failure of it. But when I say what I mean, and I meant it when I said it. That's all. What?
Ken, it wasn't just kindergartners that you disappointed yesterday with your guarantees.
Who else?
More from the Coming In Hotline.
Nice.
Do you guys hear that?
That's a 9-month-old child. Sad. Broken. Because someone guaranteed a victory this weekend. But you know what? That didn't happen.
Wow.
Now we have the youth already traumatized. Maybe next year.
I'm doing you guys favors. Ultimately, I'm doing you favors. Ultimately, I'm doing you favors. I'm teaching your kids life lessons. I had to charge you when you come, when you have me come over and explain the birds and the bees to all of them. I had to charge it. What? Hey, my fault. I'll take it. I'll take the guarantee. The what happened on the football field, that's a different story.
Well, not only
that.
I
feel as bad as I felt before. You said the season isn't over, and I kind of want to go with you on that. But I there's a lot of things I just got to get off my chest before I start to see any sort of reasonable outcomes coming up here, before I see any common sense. And I can tell what you're doing, and you're starting to push me to it.
Well,
already.
It's not just the kindergartners. What about Ryan Lynch on X?
What'd I say to him?
Oh, is that one brought to you by Chavin Jewelers? Cleveland's premier jewelry
6:09 and 55 seconds for those scoring at home.
He was the one that on Friday tweeted hashtag it's time for some commercial, hashtag for the kids, hashtag Ken's Tots, and he had a bet slip where he wagered $1,000 to
didn't.
Win $925 and 93 cents.
He did not. That's not real. That can't be real. There's no way. I didn't see that some guy bet $1,000.
It is a bet slip.
No, that has to be.
Now, Greg Williams had coaching slips. This is an actual bet slip.
The Guardians pictures were doctored last week. I'm taking it that picture's doctored too. I'm taking it that that's doctored too. No. I'll wear responsibility for the kids. I'm sorry to the kids. I apologize to the small children out there. Who might have got their hopes up. I do apologize to them. I'm not taking responsibility for the $1,000. That ain't going to happen. No. Mm-mm. No. I had hope. They were up 10-0. I knew the Vegas Raiders were going to make a game of things. I didn't know they'd score 20 unanswered. I didn't know that was going to happen. That was a surprise. Didn't know that was going to go down. Didn't know they would just get gashed. I got to tell you, if you're a Browns fan that's complained about running the football over the last umpteen years, which is just about all of us at some given point, you got to love what the Raiders did. As much as you hate that they did it to us, you got to love what the Raiders did. Because the whole week, we're going to run more. We're going to run more. We're going to run more. They had not been really interested in running. We got to run more. We have to run more. And sure as hell, they ran more. 29 carries. Zamir White had 17 of them. 152 yards. They poured it right down our throat at times. There were big gaping holes. Alexander Mattinson, I mean, good God, he averaged 12 a carry, Tone. 12 yards a carry, Alexander Mattinson did. On this defense. By the way, are we doing laser eyes still? Are we ready to go down that road yet? Are we ready to start breaking down some of these picks yet? We doing laser eyes? Who are some of these guys? Where's Siaki Ika? Where was he during this game? Oh, that's right. Where was Tommy Togiai? Where was he during this game? How much does Quentin Jefferson and Shelby Harris and Dalvin Tomlinson cost us? How much is all that?
They're a very expensive team.
Okay,
all the way.
I want to make sure. I wanted to make sure. Where's are we going to keep taking defensive linemen? We can't even play Mike Hall for obviously other reasons. We can't play him. Where are all these guys at who are supposed to help stop the run? It's 2021 all over again here. Or 2022, it all gets mixed up in my head anymore, so I can't even really give it to you. Was it 2021, maybe? Yeah, somewhere in there. That's right, 2021, can't stop the run. So you got rushing yards that are given up. Amari Cooper, you giveth, you taketh away. The bobble is one of the worst things I've possibly seen in my entire life. You have DeJuan Jones, where I know he's playing on a bum wheel, and you know I love DeJuan, and it's very hard for me to say what I'm about to say, but man, it's just not been your year, and I don't know what the hell is going on with you. And obviously with him and Deshaun Watson, there was problems there with what should have been a touchdown. I mean, I had three chances here that you had to win this football game. You have a holding call that at the time I thought was a ticky-tack call, but I'm a Browns fan, so I'm sure everybody thinks it's the right call because that's what the world does. It all gangs together to put the screws to us in the end. So I'm sure even Ross Tucker was upset and then, well, I'll take it back
because it's not
a bad call. Of course it's not a bad call. If it happened to anybody else, it's a bad call. If it happens to us, it's not a bad call. Yes, I know I'm talking emotionally there. And then you got a missed extra point. I wasn't even looking. I was excited. Rodney scores. And I started, this is the problem. It's 20 to 10, and I'm starting to understand that this is not going to go our way. And that I'm beginning to think and get comfortable with the thoughts of what's going to come out of my mouth the next day and how upset I am over what's transpiring here, that I have to wear again another cloak of failure. And Rodney scores, and it's my fault for being the idiot, as it always is, because it's my fault that they let me get suckered into them every single year, and every single year they find new exciting ways to do it. And yesterday was the most exciting. Rodney scores, and I start dreaming. I go, man, if they win this game, we got time now. If we can get the offense going, we get to make another stop on defense. We can get the offense going. If we win this football game, maybe Rodney will bring the football in. We'll have a great Tuesday in studio with Rodney. This is amazing. Rodney scored. This is awesome. It's like one of your buddies scored. This is great. And then he misses the extra point. I'm writing stuff down. My son's sitting in the chair next to me. I can't believe he missed it. I go, he missed what? What did he miss? I couldn't hear anything. He missed the extra point. Oh, that's not going to come back and tear us up. That's not going to come back and do a problem. And then we have the. And then after that, of course, has the holding call. And I got a bunch of gripes. Really, none of them are with the quarterback. That's the weird thing about it. It'd be so easy to sit there and rip him all day long. Hell, we've done it a bunch of times. It'd be very easy to do that. I got a bunch of gripes. None of them with that. And wouldn't that be just the most poetic thing? Is that in a day where your former quarterback down in Tampa Bay just rips the Eagles apart in every single way you could possibly think of, and then your other quarterback comes into the game, and don't think everybody wasn't paying attention to that one, and that they showed the scoreboard. I loved how they were saying, hey, they're showing the Pittsburgh-Indianapolis game on one of the scoreboards out here in Las Vegas, and some people were cheering because the Steelers lost. Oh, that's not the only reason, friendo. That ain't the only reason, but it's weird because it's not just, like, people would say it would be perfect if Baker Mayfield were to do well and Joe Flacco were to do well and then Deshaun Watson were to play poorly. No. It's even better that those two guys played well and your quarterback played well, you still lost. You still lost. So this is where we're at now. We're 1-3. I can't even blame the quarterback. People are sitting there going, well, we got a glimpse of Houston Watson. Yeah, and we also got a glimpse of the Houston Browns, because that's the type of performances that they would have around him. You got this good performance out of him. The pick wasn't even his fault, and they go out and they lose the football game, and they're 1-3, and people are talking about pitching the 10 and getting ready for the holiday season already. That's where you're at right now, and I can't sit there and make any more excuses for it, because I can't. The only thing I could say that was decent is that Deshaun Watson played well. Oh, and I got what? Elijah Moore's dad is putting out a tweet now about how he's upset that he didn't get any targets. I don't care. If this continues, go ahead and liquidate the assets. Or better yet, have your dad give a call to Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad. You guys can go do Stanley Kubrick stuff and get the hell out. I don't even care. I'm almost at the end of it. I've been embarrassed personally. I've been embarrassed as a Browns fan here. And then they go out and they lose and they're 1-3. And then I'm trying. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight the urge to say that the season's over. I'm going to go with you on this and say the season's not over because the quarterback played decently well. Played well. No decent, played well. Just anything you can do to get in your own way. Anything you can do. You got anything else?
Not a good Stefanski game.
Oh, yeah, that's another
thing. Not a good end of the first half, which really, really came back to haunt him.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Yeah, that was bad. Okay. Well, away we go.